none of our ever, like, our intros are ever good. So
yeah,
this is
that's
great.
That's true. It's fantastic. Never good. Anyway.
Anyways.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Everything Sucks, Drink Wine.
I'm Vi.
And I'm Aria.
And we're in two different places.
Yeah, we are in two different places.
Oh, were you going to say the episode number?
Yeah, but I don't know what episode.
I don't know. It's
season two, episode something.
Yeah. Oh, we're almost getting to the end of season two.
Holy shit.
Bro, we have, okay, so full disclosure for you guys. We don't really do like, ooh, the season two is going to be about this and season one is going to be about, like, it's.
I think they can tell that we have literally no plan.
it just goes, you know.
Yeah, all we know is that we have to upload an episode once a week every Thursday. Mm-hmm. That's the only plan.
Yo, if you're a trooper and you're literally still listening to this damn podcast, thank you, we appreciate
you. Thank you, that's really amazing.
Because I'm just gonna say it, we've been slacking on the TikToks.
The TikToks, we've been big time slacking.
Oh my god. Bro, remember how we were supposed to? Hey, we still have time for one TikTok this week.
Hey, I actually have one drafted. I just need one more clip, which I'm going to get at the end of this. And then we'll have one more TikTok up. It's very poor quality, but I hope you guys enjoy my effort.
It's just going to be what it is. Also, I think I should tell you guys, there is a storm going on in the New York region. Mm-hmm. You may hear the beautiful sounds of rain. This is not ASMR, however.
This is rainy mood. You know, on YouTube, they have like those songs with like rainy mood.
Bro, do you remember how we used to put that in the background of like other music and other YouTube tabs? Mm-hmm. And then play
like Half a Heart by One Direction on one tab, and then rainy mood on the next tab.
Oh my god, no, what is that, like, one really dramatic song with Jar of Hearts?
Oh shit. Oh my Jar of god. Hearts. Who do you think you are?
this is what the one it's reminding
literally
me
13 year old me was like, yeah, who the fuck do you fuck think you are?
That's a Twilight one, right? That's Twilight.
Is that Twilight? I know. Yeah. The singer did like A Thousand Years, which is Twilight wedding song.
Oh, that. Okay, never mind. I'm definitely mixing them up. But yeah, got it.
Well, that's a lot of singing in the first 3 minutes of our podcast.
Solid 2 minutes and 40 seconds right there. Oh, gosh. Okay. So yeah, we mentioned we're in different places again. She's back home, unfortunately.
We're back on the Zencaster mode, unfortunately. Which is why maybe the vibe seems a little bit more tired today.
Yeah.
Because we are tired.
Just a little bit tired. No, I also like want to apologize for last week's episode.
Oh my god. Yeah. Last week's episode. If you guys heard it, it was a little bit chaotic, a little bit wackadoodle, but too much. It was entertaining, hopefully. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
I don't know. We tried to do a wine tasting, and there was a dog, and just things were just
not
okay.
A dog. Like, oh
Bobby
my gosh.
And I realized we can't have dogs at this stage in our life. I think we are a little bit too sporadic to be able to like schedule around a dog.
Oh my gosh. No, I can't do it. I also don't understand how like people take dogs on 3 fucking walks a day. That's just a whole nother ball game. Like, and like also living with a dog in an apartment where you just can't let them out into the yard and like them be okay. That's a whole no.
I think having a dog in like New York City is like a next level kind of commitment to a pet. Because like if I think about having a dog in like the suburbs here, like it would be fine because during the daytime I could just let him chill in the yard, and then like if I ever have to travel anywhere, I'm not gonna have to take them on like 3 different trains. I'm just gonna put them in my car and I'm gonna drive. It'll be like okay. I feel like something about like having, and also like the streets aren't as dirty, so I'm not as like worried about them like eating shit on the street. Like if anything, they're gonna eat like dirt because that's what's on the street.
Bro. Yeah. Okay. So what she's referring to, we were babysitting that dog. If you heard that episode, you definitely heard him sniffing the mic. So this dog, we were on a walk with him. Motherfucker goes and eats a fucking piece of wood off the floor. Off the cement, like off the sidewalk. I have no idea what it was.
just for context, we had made it maybe 3 feet outside of Bubby's apartment. Oh, we were literally like still in front of her door.
It was so bad. I literally had my hand in his mouth trying to get this fucking thing out of his mouth. It was disgusting and it was terrible. And
his dog was growling. Her friend, putting her on speaker, being like, talk. I don't know what to do.
Oh my God. He was growling and she's like, pick him up. And I'm like, bro, what the hell? Like, what do you mean pick him up? I was going through it. So that is the day we made the decision.
No dogs.
No dogs.
I think like my like blood pressure didn't go down after that point. Like it was just consistently high. Because up until that point, I was like, okay, like it's not that bad. It's a lot of like energy and a lot of like, I don't know, like emotionally tiring. But I was like, this is fine. But then the whole wood thing happened and I freaked out and the blood pressure just stayed high the whole time. I was like so worried about this man's. Every time he was like out of my sight, I was like, is he eating something off of the ground?
Oh my
like,
gosh. Is he going to... Dude, yeah, and that, he acts like he's never fucking eat food in his life.
Yeah,
I don't understand him. Like, how much food can a dog consume? So tiny.
He's such a small dog, and we like kind of overfed him. Like, we gave him like snacks and stuff, and like King literally ate like 1.5 bananas the day he tried to eat wood. Like, I don't understand.
He like ate the bananas and then ate the wood when we were outside. What in the world made him want to do that? Also, then the next day he went shit properly, so I was like very concerned. Then he took a massive dump in my boyfriend's apartment. So that was good.
And who knows when he did that?
Oh my gosh.
None of us saw it. It was like the most silent, unnoticeable poop until you like saw it and then you're like, holy shit, that's a big poop for a small boy. Oh my
God, half of his body weight came out with that poop
because he didn't shit the whole day, so he was just like, let me just empty.
It was so bad. Okay, I should tell you guys, it was solid completely. We didn't have to clean up much after it. It was just a quick pickup, wipe. It was good, but still traumatic.
Yeah, I was worried that he might get like diarrhea or something. Me too, from the wood. Bro.
That damn wood. I didn't know how it was gonna come out—a throw up or a diarrhea or a what? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm like, hopefully it'll just process. I don't fucking know. I'm hoping it was wood because I don't.
We don't know.
Want to worry about whatever else it could have been. But
anyway, he's fine.
Yeah.
Moral of the story, the dog is fine. The dog is back with his mother, alive, healthy, and well. And Bubby and I no longer have hypertension. So everything's all well in this world.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, talking about well in this world, let's talk about wine. So the wine of the episode is one of the wines that we had last week. It is the white of the three. It is the Falanghina del Sannio Dope from Gennare Vineyards. And when we critiqued this earlier, I think it was one of our favorite ones out of the three. So I'm excited to have it back. We also like bought a whole bunch of fucking wine that like we like it was just at the apartments. That's why I'm drinking it today. Pulling up the vino.
Yeah, we had like 6 bottles of wine in there just accumulated from our adventures.
This is so bad. I want it to be my aesthetic though, but like I was a little like 6 bottles of wine is a bit much. I look like an alcoholic.
But you only also, look like an alcoholic if it's not set up prettily. Like if it's in like a like those like display cases, then you just look like you're classy.
Classy.
And you just no wines.
I don't have it, and I don't have one of those yet, but I will. I will one day.
That's the goal, one day.
Okay.
Sorry, so I keep playing with this like ornament that I have on the desk and I feel like it's making sounds.
I can't hear it until like you just touched it. So you're good. Cool. On Vivino, it says great value for money. Usually wines like this cost at least 33% more, which is a lot of money.
That's a lot.
It's among the top 7% of wines in the world. So that is good. I would say it's pretty like it is a part according to Vivino very dry. I would say it's almost very smooth. Maybe it's just because it's been sitting for a little bit. So maybe this is a wine that you air out and you let it chill and breathe and then you consume.
Yeah, from what I remember, it was nice. Mm-hmm. I liked it. Mm-hmm. That's my tasting note. Nice.
Nice. Good wine.
Very nice.
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I realize we done fucked up a little bit.
We done fucked up just a little bit.
Okay, so the title of this episode is something that you've seen before. So basically, we're talking about relationship dilemmas again. And there are different ones that we haven't discussed before. And the dilemma that we had is that we usually take notes and yes. We lost the notes. But then I think we saved ourselves just now.
I think we just did. And that's on being proactive. Let's go.
Proactive. Okay, Bubsters, how do you want to do this?
I guess we could just go down the list and talk about it.
Oh, hi, Tay. Let's do that. Wait, do you want to start with the second one? Because that was the one that we were supposed to start with the first one.
Okay, yeah. We can start with this one.
Okay.
It's essentially, what do you have to stay with your partner if all of a sudden they are no longer into, like, sex or sexual activity and they once used to be, like, your sex drives used to match up and now they don't? Like, how do you proceed with that? Like, that is the question.
Okay. That's – oh, God, this is complicated. I don't know. Because it's almost like their sexuality changing, right? Like, yeah.
I don't think there's, like, a right or wrong answer. I think it is very dependent on the two people and whether or not that is their, like, primary source of, like, intimacy and, like, connecting with each other or not.
That's true. I would say, like, in my relationship, although this is a very, like, great thing for us that we do match up pretty much, even if it wasn't there, it's almost, like, okay. Because, like, we also, like, don't – we used to connect over sex and, like, sexual activity, all of those things. That used to be, like, one of the things that we're like, we really connected on, like, when we first started dating. But, like – now it's not really that. Like, now we enjoy each other for, like, who we are. Like, it's more of, like, a characteristic thing rather than an activity thing. I don't know if I'm making any sense.
No, I think it does make sense. I feel like definitely at the beginning of a relationship, you're, like, infatuated with the person as well. So then that's why I think, like – like sexual activity plays such a bigger role at the beginning, but
yeah,
like, I guess in this, and I think it is also natural for that to die down as you become, like, closer to each other, because then, like, that's no longer the main thing what you're connecting on, like you said,
right?
But I guess this is, like, pertaining more to, like, if it's, like, one person lets that off of it more than one person, because it seems like with you and Mr. Boyfriend, like, both of you have, like, slowly declined, which is perfect.
Yeah, that
works out.
Supposed to be the way that it goes, huh? That does make sense. The reason I said it's almost like a sexuality changing is because, like, someone is probably going from, like, whatever, like, sexual person to, like, almost like an asexual person, right? Like, this person is no longer attracted to sex, however, but they're attracted to your personality. And if you're still into them, but, like, sex is the only way that you can – I think if you've been together that long and that person still wants to be with you despite not being sexually attracted to you, I think that goes to say something that, like, they've gotten that point in the relationship. And if you haven't gotten there – then you should get out regardless,
right?
Because you seem like you're on two different pages.
Right. I think it really just comes down to, like, what role sex actually plays in your relationship and, like, how it builds it. Because if it's just, like, haha, then I guess it's not that deep. But, like, if you are, like, mainly, like, a physical touch kind of person, then, like, maybe, like, you just don't feel as, like, desired anymore. And I feel like that could definitely
take a toll on someone's
put a little, what's the phrase, put a blank in your relationship.
Okay, put a
crutch
no
Hit the brakes on your relationship, I guess, yeah, whatever.
Something like that.
Because, like, I guess, like, that would suck to think, like, your significant other is just, like, doesn't, like, desire you like that.
Oh, that's terrible. But it's also not their fault, right? Like,
no, it's definitely not.
Yeah, you need, like, there's also, like, something to say about, like, they're just not into sex anymore. It's not you or it's not anybody else. It's just they're just not into sex anymore. If they're not sexually attracted to you, then and but they then are to other people.
If they are into other people, but I guess if they're just not into people at all, then it's not you. It's not a you thing. So at least that takes that worry off your back. And then I guess it's just if you're okay with like just not having sex.
If you're cool with masturbating and there's a way to like
there's a little out there, like maybe like if the significant other is okay with having like an open relationship in that aspect, so if that's something you need but you guys only want to like build a future with each other, then maybe you guys can do something like that. I don't know. There's if you guys
that's a whole nother thing. Like I feel like the person that's not into the sex anymore could also consider like, okay, this person probably is still into sex, can they go have sex with other people, just not catch feelings?
Right. Because, like, if I put myself in this situation and, like, all of a sudden, like, I wasn't into sex anymore, I think I would and then I knew my significant other was, I think I would bring up that as an option.
Yeah.
Just because if I'm, like, that invested in, like, keeping the relationship, I think I would try anything.
Yeah, I would agree. I guess, like, that's where this person wouldn't necessarily be polyamorous, right? Like, they would just have
to,
like...
No, because that would entail that you, like, love multiple people, right?
Yeah.
Here, you're... It's, like...
Just a sex thing, yeah.
Yeah, because you're not going to get, like, 100% of everything from one person. Like, regardless of, like, what the situation is, like, you still need other social interactions.
Yeah.
So, like, this is just, like, a very specific niche type of... thing that you're not getting from your significant other that most people tend to prefer getting it from them, like I guess, like there's some certain things you go to your best friend for that you wouldn't go to your boyfriend for, but that doesn't mean like you're like emotionally cheating on your boyfriend.
Exactly.
You just like can't get 100% from one person.
That
this is just
like that
slightly. It's the same case, just in a different situation. You know, same bitch, different font.
I agree. It just like it's weird, right? Because you have a whole different person that has to agree with these terms and conditions.
Yeah, that's also true. It's like a very I want to say it's like a very difficult position to be in, but yeah. I feel like you could find someone there, like in today's day and age. Yeah. Like you could totally find someone.
Yeah, that's like, all right, there's nothing. I don't even want to look at your face. Just like, yeah. But there's always going to be people that are like not inherently open to that, like and then in that case I think the safer route would just be to like masturbate or figure it out.
I don't know, it's definitely like a case-to-case basis kind of thing. You guys got to figure out what, like what your boundaries are, what you're willing to compromise on, what you're not, and then based on that
this one hurt for some reason, like when we're talking about like the like can they have sex with other people thing. Oh my god, I was just like I am not an open relationship person. I was like I can't deal with it because it's just like cooties, man. It's not cooties,
but I mean definitely like, but thing, like also you're not having sex with them anymore in this scenario. So you have nothing. Like they're literally thing. There, it's just like one other person. Yeah, I guess that's another thing. Like, are they allowed to like go to multiple people, or is it just like one person? Like, that's another boundary you guys should probably figure out.
Yeah.
Oh God. It's a lot, but it's a lot. I feel like there's a way to make it work if you guys are open to it, and if like you're just like completely like turned off by the whole idea, then I guess like you should break up.
I guess that was the question, right? Is it okay to break up with someone if you are no longer having sex?
I think so. I think if like that was like a major part of your relationship, which I feel like it is for a lot of people, like a lot of people do depend on that to like become like develop like intimacy with people. So like if that is something you were relying on that was suddenly taken away from you and you just feel like the other person is not like feeling it anymore, like there's no point in staying in a relationship that way because you're not going to be satisfied.
I agree.
Maybe at that point you guys should just be friends.
Uh-huh. I would agree. Because, like, the sexualities have to match for you guys to be together, mm-hmm. right? Like, that's just, like, one of those. They have to, like, be complementary to each other in some mm-hmm. way. So, yeah, that makes sense. Oh, God. Okay. That was
a lot.
That was an interesting one. All right.
That was good. Good discussion. That was
a good discussion. All right. The next one I want to do is it okay to hide your relationship for your career? And to clarify, what I mean by this is to excel your career. You often see this in, like, media. So, like, female, like, actresses or, like, female artists, like, anybody that their management tells them to come off single because they want that fan base mm-hmm. that is into them, like, for them being a single woman. This could translate into other careers where it is a man's career, which is unfortunate, and that should change. Mm-hmm. But, like, does it help to be, like, to hide your relationship, and is that okay? Or is it cheating to do so?
Cheating?
Yeah.
I don't think it would be cheating to not disclose your relationship as long as you're not engaging
mm-hmm. in anything.
In anything else. Like, you could just be single and, like, mm-hmm. not ready to mingle.
Yeah. Yeah, that does make sense.
I don't think necessarily it'd be cheating.
Okay.
But, like, in terms of, like, morality, it gets really, like, confusing for me personally, because mm-hmm. I think I would almost blame society more than I would the mm-hmm. girl or the man
yeah.
who's hiding it. Because I think not many people, like, unless you – many people who don't want to engage in, like, other activities with other people don't want to hide their relationship.
That's true.
So I feel like it would have to be a compelling reason that you would feel pressured to hide it. So,
yeah. The fan base thing is my only thing that it kind of, like, it kind of would make sense that the fan base would want this artist to be single.
Yeah.
Because they want to feel like they have a chance. Like, fucking us with, like, Harry Styles.
One Direction, yeah.
Like, when they had girlfriends, I was like, why you have a girlfriend? But then when they were single, I was like, they're going to pick me off of the stage. I'm going to be the one that's going backstage. Me, 13 years old, right. Ugly as shit. But, you know, it's one of those things, like, mm-hmm. we would have not – there's a whole other, like, layer to the love we had for them as artists because they were single. Like, yeah.
Yeah. No, it definitely does add to, like, the fan base, like, being available, mm-hmm. especially if you're in, like, a boy band setting or, like, pop culture
kind of
setting, because, like, you get idolized by your fans. And if, like, they are – if you're single, then people are going to be, like, oh, my God, like, delusional.
Yeah,
like, exactly. Like, we were. Like, obviously, like, delusional. We were never gonna. But, like, in my head, like, when Harry Styles was single, I was like, yes.
Yes, I'm going to be the one he picks it's up at me. The concert.
Yeah. It's
such, oh, my God.
Yeah, and I think it's, like, I mean, like, I think that's natural for mm-hmm. fans to, like, want to, like, idolize their celebrity crushes like that. But I mm-hmm. also think, and I guess, like, from, like, management side, they're like, this is how we make money and this is what I want to do. It's
the most money.
And then, like, obviously the artist is going to feel, like, pressured to, like, listen to mm-hmm. management. Otherwise they'll, like, lose their careers and they want to mm-hmm. like, further their careers. So it's just, like, a really, like, I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't, like, my, like, gut tells me, like, you shouldn't hide your relationship just for career growth. But also, like, if your entire dream is your career, like, if that is what you've been working from the like day one, like, mm-hmm. I could see why you would want to do anything to make sure that happens, especially in an industry like music or, like, Hollywood or stuff like that, because there's so much competition. Like, if you get a chance to, like, get into the limelight, you have to take it.
Yeah. And I I would agree completely on the performing arts section. Like, that makes sense, like, as to why you have to hide the relationship. That just goes with that career, right?
Like, yeah. And I think also, like, because, like, especially with the performing arts side of things, mm-hmm. like, having a boyfriend or a girlfriend isn't just, like, having a relationship. You're bringing them into a whole, like, craze, especially with like social media nowadays. Mm-hmm. Like everybody knows who's dating who, and like you're able to find their profiles, you're able to like stalk them and stuff like that. So you're actually like, you're bringing them into a whole different world that they wouldn't normally be in also. So that's another thing to consider for that sector specifically, mm-hmm. which could also be why people are more willing to hide their relationship. And why maybe the other person is okay with being hidden.
Yeah, because it's also like the paparazzi and all that. Mm-hmm. You don't want to make people deal with shit that they don't have to deal with otherwise. Because
yeah,
that makes sense.
And then you can have like a sense of like normality. Like mm-hmm. if like, I wouldn't blame Harry Styles for like hiding his girlfriend, because like when else is he going to just get to be normal? When is he going to get to go on dates without like people being like, ah, like that would suck.
That is very valid points. Yep.
Yeah. But I agree. For like normal people, it's more questionable.
I would agree. Because like what if you're – I think it's completely okay if your relationship doesn't come up to not talk about it. Because mm-hmm. I'm not a person that likes to talk about relationships mm-hmm. or stuff during work, because I'm like, I'm who I am at work. It shouldn't matter whether I have a boyfriend or not, or whether I have a best friend or not, or whatever. Like, my personal life, you guys can see.
It's like irrelevant.
if you meet me, that's it. Like, you know. Mm-hmm. And like, also, there just comes too many questions. Like, oh, you have a boyfriend. Where'd you meet? What'd you do? And I don't want to fucking give the whole shebang to someone that I say good morning, happy Thursday to. Like,
don't you mean Friday Eve, madam?
It's almost Friday. Shut up, Susan. Like, I'm totally joking, but
I think like, I guess like in our industry, it's very easy to keep things separate because like professionalism is like shoved down our throats, right? Like we want to what's it called?
Mm-hmm. We want to just like put like a separate relationship from career. Yeah, that makes sense.
What's the word when you're like
– compartmentalize?
Compartmentalize.
Oh, I can't believe I actually got that, that word. We never really get the words that we're trying to think of.
That was good. That was good. But yeah, like we're just so used to compartmentalizing everything. Yeah. So I think like it's normal for people to just not bring it up ever on their mm-hmm. own. But it's a different story if you like actively lie about it.
Oh, that's – yeah.
That's when it gets a little sus.
Quirky. I would – yeah. No, I agree.
Then you would have to have like super compelling reason as to why your career would just like suffer if people knew.
It is – sucky to see, but I'm sure that happens in banking. And like, I'm pretty sure I've heard a story or two of that happening. When I say banking, I don't mean like just being at a bank, like working at a bank. I mean like you're a broker, you're an investment banker. You have stuff after work, right? Like happy hours, stuff like that. Like having like, I don't know, it's just like a whole layer that I think there's a reason why people
I guess jobs where like networking is like major. Like major part of like I guess like networking is a major part of like most careers, but like people who like rely on like the happy hours to build connections to like further their careers and stuff like that, I guess then I would get it a little bit.
It just like
it's like it's still like morally murky for sure.
Oh, I agree. It opens the floodgates to like at what point is it not okay, right? Like Is someone flirting with you okay, as long as you're not flirting back? Right? Like if someone from work, like
not like super reciprocating, but reciprocating enough that they aren't like they would still keep flirting with you because you don't shut them down completely. Because then they'd be like, oh, like are you dating someone? Is that why you're not into me?
Yeah.
Like
My point of view, I don't like it. If you need to hide your relationship in a normal career in order for you to excel, maybe your company's the damn problem.
Yeah, I'm going to say a no on this one.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not in the performing arts, I would rather you not hide your relationship.
Exactly. Like when you're asked about it, and if you're saying like, no, you're not in a relationship and you go home to your damn significant other, that's a problem that you just let someone hit on you or like.
Yeah. And you should be able to network without having to flirt with people. Mm-hmm. You can. That's completely manageable.
Yeah.
Actually, now that I think about it, like that's just unacceptable.
Yeah, I agree. If you're in an environment where you do feel like you have to hide your relationship to excel in your career, find a different company.
Like, yeah, like if you're, I guess it comes to the point where like, how, like, are you willing to break your morals to get to where you need to go?
Yeah.
Like it comes down to that. Like, what do you value more at that mm-hmm. point? Like, I would feel really, really like disgusting if I like flirted or allowed someone to flirt with me and then like went home and be like, no, like, ew.
Yeah, I feel like if you really need to, that's a conversation with your significant other. And if they're chill with it, then
definitely open communication regarding that. Yeah. So then it gets a little less murky. So then you're only like really like somewhat lying to one party.
Mm-hmm. Then it's only party. Yeah, you can just like reap all the benefits of being a female, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like females have the more of the advantage of hiding their relationship. I guess,
like, another like thing about this to a much lesser level is like girls like allowing men to like buy them drinks when they're out, when they have a boyfriend. Like,
yeah,
a lot of times if you like talk to your boyfriend and they're like, a lot of people would be like, yeah, get the free drink, we'll split it, you know. Like, I feel like that's what I would do.
Like, I would agree.
Neither of us need to spend money, let the stranger spend money.
Exactly.
Like, they don't care.
I agree. I feel like, yeah, it just like the, would you, or is it okay to let someone, I think it's not okay to let someone flirt with you unless your significant other knows about it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I think your significant other should be aware of any flirtations happening.
Exactly.
And then they should also approve it.
Yeah. There needs to be some collateral gain.
Yeah.
In order for the flirting to be okay.
Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, like, your significant other's career, like, progressing is beneficial to both of you if you're in like a long-term relationship. So like, they could be down, like, but I do think you need to have the conversation so you don't come off as like sus and sleazy.
Yeah, you're, then it's like, I almost think you're entering like almost cheating waters by like it's a just little bit. Like, yeah, it's a little weird, but okay. So conditional yes
with open communication. Okay. Really emphasize the open communication.
Open the damn lines of communication.
Yes.
Okay.
Next one. Should you stay in a long-term relationship if your partner's like parents and family don't like you, they don't approve, and it's like, it's a parent
thing? Okay. So it depends, right? Because like we from Indian families, we've seen in the past that like, oh, all the fucking Saas Bahu TV shows and all that bullshit, the main problem is always the fucking Saas, because the Bahu is just chilling, being innocent and crying with a full face of makeup every day.
Like, and the Saas is sitting there with a full face of makeup being like,
like, the only thing that happens. But like, you can clearly see there that they're the mother-in-law there has an issue with the daughter-in-law because she has entered the family and she's an outsider.
Yeah.
So that's not okay. I think that's when the husband should stand up and be like, yo.
Yeah, I think a lot of this also does fall onto your partner also, like, because if the two sides never get along, like, this partner is going to be in the middle of it for life. And if that's something that they're okay with like fighting for the rest of their life, then yeah, go for it. Great. But if it seems like, because the last thing you want is like to like go into a family who doesn't like you. And I'm thinking very much from like a brown perspective, because
it's
the only perspective I have. But like, if you go into a family, they don't really like you. They might like make like side remarks or whatever. And then like, and then when you have kids, like, then that adds another factor. Like, are they gonna like the kid? Because like, they're also like half you, and then half their like son or whatever. Or just like, or then they'll like really like your son, like your child, and then like you become like an outsider. It's just like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say here. I just feel like it would be weird if the partner doesn't stick up for you, because then it could get really isolating.
I agree. I think like, no, I agree. I think the reason I was like only skeptical is because there's usually like in a lot of, I see this on TikTok a lot for some reason. It's these story times of like the mother of the son being hella possessive.
Yeah, that's why like I kept like slipping up with like the son.
Yeah.
That's and the like, only like scenario I'm picturing.
But like, of course it happens on the opposite way too. Mm-hmm. Like in the whatever, the woman's family was also like issues. But I, as for the significant other, I think the key is just to figure out who the actual problem child is and then rooting that out. And like, if that means like having a stern talk with your family and being like, yo, you can't treat the person I love like that. Like,
yeah,
that's just not okay. Or having a talk with your significant other being like, you can't treat my family like that. Like, that ain't it, chief. I feel like that's like the key, right? Like,
yeah,
if you do love both parties, then yeah, stay to fucking together. Like,
parents are always right. Yeah. You can like make it through. And at the end of the day, if your parents like genuinely love you and your significant other like genuinely loves you, they're going to compromise for the sake of your happiness, because you're gonna be the monkey in the middle. So like, I feel like if you are again openly communicating what's going on, I think you could probably make it work. I don't think like this should be the reason that you guys are breaking up.
Yeah,
I think a reason why this could end up in a breakup would be if like no one's ready to like stand up and like make a compromise. Like if the monkey in the middle is not ready to like talk to both parties, being like, listen, it's not gonna work out.
Yep.
If either party isn't ready to like really compromise at all, it's probably not, I guess, only really like one party super needs to compromise.
Yeah,
but that's gonna lead to resentment eventually.
But I would also say if it's like beyond, yeah, I'd also say like if it's beyond, you just gotta like cut one off, right? Like whoever is like the people that are really, really just not budging. Okay. So also, New Jersey's going through it right now. So you're gonna hear a lot of my buzzing and probably have. But okay, what if one party is like really not willing to change? They gotta go, man. Like I'm not gonna lie, like no one's ever like just omnipresent, like super just like right all the time, like no one is all knowing, no one is like completely correct, someone is fucked up, and like just figure out who it is and like
because at the end of the day, like if it's your family who's being like uncompromising, then you're just gonna have to distance yourself, maybe like meet for the holidays, and over time they'll probably miss you. And then they'll decide to, like, come back, or they won't. I mean, we don't know. But, like, usually family, like, it's hard to break a family bond.
Exactly.
And then, like, if it's your significant other that's a problem, then, yeah, like, break up with them.
Break up, yeah. I would agree. All right. So that's a yes? Is it okay to be in a long-term relationship if the parents are
Yes, it is okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
All righty. The last one is it okay to break up with someone over mental health issues? So this would be like if the person developed depression and they're no longer the same person that you started dating, or like if the person developed anything else, like even something like a little more like significant of a mental health issue.
Right.
Oof. Ugh, this one's really hard.
This one's like, I think I know my answer, but I just feel like really bad about saying it.
No, me too.
I think you can break up with them because if it's taking a toll on you as well.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, like you should take care. You can't take care of someone else until you're okay also.
I agree. And
I think no one is responsible to make anyone happy other than themselves. And like, yes, it sucks that that is the reason why things started going downhill, and you can still be an emotional support for that person. You don't have to like just like be like, fuck it, I'm done with you. Like, don't do that.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I think it's fair to be like, hey, at this moment, I don't think like I'm getting what I need out of being in a relationship. So I'm just going to take a step back from being in this relationship with you, because I don't think either of us are benefiting from this.
Yeah.
Or like, even if only you are not benefiting from this relationship, mm-hmm. don't be in it.
Yeah.
You can still be an emotional support friend for mm-hmm. this person, but if it's putting you at risk of losing happiness or like mm-hmm. gaining like mental stress or something, it's not worth it.
I agree.
It's not your job to like fix the other person. You're just mm-hmm. there to help them.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And like, I think that's completely normal, because you don't want somebody to cause you damage, because some of this damage, like the amount of connection between two significant others, is like something else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like everything, I would say like everything Jay feels, I feel it too, and everything he feels it too. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the scariest parts of being in a relationship. And that's like, I'm sure my parents, like, bro, one of my parents gets mad, the entire house is fucking steaming.
Because they're like, one of them gets mad about something and the other one's mad that the other person's mad. They're like, why are you mad about this stupid thing? And it's like, oh, well, I'm mad. And now I'm mad that you're mad that I'm mad. And I'm like, can everyone just take a seat, have some chai, like go to your separate room,
relax. Bro, I literally, so that's just the harsh reality of a relationship. So if someone has depression, it's obviously going to rub off on the other person.
100%.
And like, that can come in a whole different slew of forms, but you mm-hmm. don't have to force yourself to be a part of that, where every day you come home and you're unhappy and you weren't before.
That's like, not worth it. And at the end of the day, if your significant other does like love you and care for you, they wouldn't want you feeling that way because of them.
I agree.
So I think both parties would understand. I just think it's like, both of them would be really sad mm-hmm. that's the reason why this is happening. But then I feel like it's also like necessary mm-hmm. to take a step back from each other and like
just but there take a minute. I think, but that I almost wouldn't be okay. Like if you would have been with this person, if the mental health issue didn't happen, and there is like, you can see them coming out of it, like mm-hmm. this isn't like a forever thing, then I don't think that permits you to necessarily go seek other people out. And the reason I'm saying this is like, imagine like, see if I was like married and mm-hmm. like somebody in like my husband was depressed.
Oh, I was like solely thinking like
relationships,
boyfriend, girlfriend relationships. I was not, I think adding marriage into the mix takes a whole different level, because you've taken wedding vows. You've mm-hmm. said like, I'm going to be with you for life no matter what happens.
Yeah.
And so then that is a different type of commitment that you've agreed to. In that situation, maybe you take space from each other. Like you aren't as like heavily involved in each other's lives, but, and you're still there like to support, and you take whatever time you need to fix mm-hmm. yourself and be okay with it. But I don't think that if you're married, just because I'm big proponent in like, marriage, you stay.
Yeah.
Unless it's like terrible.
Marriage unless, is
like,
also
you're
like,
actually like so unhappy.
Exactly. I think marriage is like, you become family. Yeah. And like, family wouldn't leave you out mm-mm. to dry. Like,
no, definitely not. I think it's fair to take a step back mm-hmm. and just like, not like see other people, but just be less involved in the person's like day-to-day life. I think that's okay. Like,
yeah,
if hanging out with the person so much like is depressing for you, then like have your own hobbies, have some time out of the house. That's what I mean by taking a step back.
Hobbies, yeah,
like find something else in your life that brings you happiness, and then also still support your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I was thinking solely in terms of like boyfriend girlfriend at the beginning.
Me too. And then I thought about it, I'm like, marriage really does change this conversation completely, which is mm-hmm. really weird. I think it's just the
because it's the commitment that you've made. Yeah. You know, when you marry mm-hmm. someone, you have decided that this is my person for life.
Yeah.
And I think when you commit to someone for life, you've closed the door on other people completely.
That's true. Yeah. I think we also take marriage a lot more seriously than a lot of people do, and some people take relationships a lot more seriously than we do.
Yes.
Some people never want to get married, and like,
that's true,
would rather just date for the rest of their lives mm-hmm. just because for them this is just a piece
of
paper.
By marriage, I mean like, you've committed to each other for life. Mm-hmm. Like whether you're married or whether you're in a long-term relationship, like it doesn't matter. If you guys have both mutually decided that this is it, regardless of whether you're married or not,
yeah,
then you have to work harder. Yeah. But if you're, I don't know, if you're like dating for like a year or something and then like this is like significantly taking a toll on your mental health, then yeah, take a step back. You've not like invested in each other so much at this point.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's where the dilemma comes, right? And it's only because of like it's how much you've committed to the person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it definitely depends on the commitment levels that have happened. Yeah. And honestly, some people can have dated for a year and been like, this is my person. That's, so like yeah, maybe that's that'll change too. Like I don't it's very dependent on like, is this your person? Like is this like I guess it all comes down to weighing like the pros and cons. Like
I agree.
A little cost benefit analysis.
if you don't see yourself, if fucking mental health is gonna draw a bridge between you guys, then that's it, right? But if you don't, if you already are saying this is your person, you have to stick around through the mental health issues, man.
Yeah,
you have to stick around through like the hard things.
And like there are obviously exceptions to that, like if you've stuck around and like it's like significantly like changed you as a person as well, then that's a different conversation to be had as well. Because like even if like if I was married and then like my significant other had like mental health issues, which I decided to support him through, and then I ended up like, because like being the main emotional support
carrier
is it's a lot to bear on your shoulders. And if that was causing like health issues for me after, and like I don't see it like light at the end of the tunnel, I'm gonna take a step back.
I agree. Yeah, I would agree. I think there's also like you gotta exhaust all of your options right before you make a decision like that. Like make sure you seek therapy if you have access to it. Like it's all those things.
I think like ending it would probably be like throwing in the towel. Like I've literally tried everything and I can't fix it. Like you're like burnt out at that point.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess just for me, because I would like fucking exhaust every option I have before I dissolve. Of course,
there is no way. I'm not a divorced person, and I will not be a divorced person. I will, if it takes blood, sweat, and tears, man, I'll take blood, sweat, and tears. I will not have a divorce
if I've committed to someone. Really, yeah. I've committed to this person. Like I'm going to do everything to make this work. And like at the end of the day, if after all of that nothing works, then I'll quit. Like I'm not going to stay miserable, no, but I have to like know that I've tried everything.
Every fucking option. No, I agree. Holy shit, bub. Okay, wait. To answer this, is it okay to exit a relationship if your partner has mental health struggles?
Conditional yes, with several conditions.
Depends on commitment level.
Very much commitment level, and also like what effect it's having on you and like how much you've tried.
Good answers. Okay,
very nice.
All righty.
That was an exhausting heavy.
That was a heavy episode, I swear. I feel like this was the most non-chaotic episode we've had in a while. So
I agree. It was a nice change of pace from last episode. Absolutely. You know what's crazy? I didn't have an answer to any of these when we first ripped them down. We both just came up with answers.
You know, this organicness, I'm loving. This is good.
Me too.
All right, guys. You want to do the outro?
Oh, no. When you intro the outro, goes well. Okay, here we go. All right. As always, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, drop us a rating and leave us a like or comment or whatever. We love to read them. And in the meantime, you can follow us on our social medias, which will also be in our description.
Hell yeah. All right, you guys. See you guys next week.
Bye-bye. Bye.